You know when you grab a wrench to tighten a bolt, you really just expect your tools to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you want that certainty.
Right, like you hear that satisfying click from the torque wrench, or maybe a digital gauge flashes green, and you just think, perfect, that is secure.
Secure and done, yeah.
Exactly. So today we are doing a deep dive into a stack of engineering guides covering torque and, lubrication and clamping force. Because our mission is to show you why that seemingly simple act of tightening a nut is actually this really complex, high-stakes physics puzzle.
It really is a puzzle.
It is. So let's just jump right into it. I mean, is a standard torque wrench reading actually just lying to you about how secure a joint really is?
I mean, yeah, it is definitely withholding the truth. The core issue here is what engineers call the 541 rule.
The 541 rule, okay.
Yeah, it exposes this massive friction illusion. So when you turn a nut, like 50% of your effort goes into just overcoming friction right under the nut's head.
Just right under the head, wow.
Right, and then another 40% is just fighting friction inside the threads themselves.
Wait, so that only leaves 10%.
Exactly. Only that remaining 10% actually stretches the bolt to create, useful clamping force.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second because that means 90% of your energy is just wasted on friction.
Totally wasted, yeah.
I mean, it's like paying $90 in shipping for a $10 item, right? And if you suddenly get a massive discount on your shipping costs, you're going to end up buying way more item than you originally intended.
That shipping discount is exactly how engineers view friction, actually, and they measure it using this thing called the K factor.
Okay, the K factor.
Yeah, so for just plain dry steel, that friction number sits around 0.20. But if you introduce a boundary lubricant, which is just like a microscopic film that prevents the metals from actually touching under pressure, that number drops down to 0.15.
That is a pretty big drop.
Oh, yeah, and add wax, and it plummets to 0.13.
So a tiny bit of grease completely changes the math. But,
sure.
I mean, what happens when that friction reduction isn't intentional? Like, take heavy-duty electrical systems, like bus bars.
Oh, right. Bus bars are a perfect example.
Installers use this antioxidant paste on the metal to ensure a good electrical connection, right? And if a little bit of that paste accidentally migrates onto the bolt threads, well, you've suddenly got an accidental lubricant.
Right, and that innocent mistake creates just a massive hazard. Because if a technician applies a dry torque specification to that accidentally lubricated bolt, the wrench turns so much easier.
Because of the shipping discount.
Exactly. So the actual clamping force can double before the wrench ever clicks. It often strips the threads right out of the soft metal underneath.
Oh, wow, that is wild.
Yeah, and on the flip side, using a lubricated spec on a completely dry bolt leaves the joint dangerously loose, which sparks this vicious hotspot feedback loop the moment power flows.
That sounds really bad.
It is. This inconsistency causes what we call bolt scatter. So you can have identical wrench readings down a whole row of bolts, but wildly different clamping pressures on every single one.
Wait, so the bolt itself is just totally blind, right? It doesn't know it's lubricated.
No idea at all.
It just takes that extra free energy and keeps stretching until it literally destroys the soft metal underneath. Aren't we basically just setting a trap for ourselves if we don't know the exact chemical state of the hardware?
You really are. It requires serious detective work because even dry does not mean bare.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a dry zinc-plated bolt has a completely different friction coefficient than a dry, bare steel one.
Oh, of course, the coating changes the friction.
Exactly. In fact, organizations like NEDA, the International Electrical Testing Association, they don't even offer a dry torque option for aluminum fasteners.
Wait, there's no dry option at all?
None. Aluminum is so sticky that it requires lubrication, or the metal just literally shreds itself.
Wow, so the fix isn't just a blanket always lubricate rule either. You basically have to act like a detective, matching the exact chemical and physical state of the hardware to a highly specific chart.
You do. And beyond the chemistry, you also have mechanical blind spots. We call this the fabrication factor.
The fabrication factor.
Okay, so imagine a worn hole punching tool leaves a tiny invisible metal burr on a copper bar.
Oh, so that burr acts like a tiny wedge, right? Just holding the two pieces of metal apart.
Exactly. And your torque wrench will still click, telling you the rotational resistance is perfectly in spec.
Even though they aren't flush.
Right. It completely fails to detect that those metal bars aren't making true flush contact.
Because torque is merely an indirect measurement of friction, then.
That is the big takeaway, yeah. Controlling that friction with absolute consistency across every single bolt is really the only way to achieve real clamping force.
The wrench is measuring the twist, not the squeeze.
Exactly, it measures twist.
You know, we all love things to be binary, right? Like secure or not secure. But if a microscopic smear of grease, or like a tiny metal burr, can completely render a precision torque wrench useless.
It makes you think.
It really makes you wonder. Mm-hmm. I mean, what other everyday mechanical systems are we blindly trusting just because a digital gauge throws up a green light and gives us the correct number?